This episode of the Children's Literature Podcast is brought to you by pool parties. Pool parties, it's finally warm enough to have them.
Welcome to the Children's Literature Podcast. I'm your host, TQ Townsend. This episode is called Spring Writing Challenge Party. Today we are joined by some very special guests, aren't we, Chloe?
Yes.
We have Tom and Emmy Phillips. Yay!
Hello!
Hi!
Hello.
Okay, so Tom, can you refresh with a little bit of memory and explain why you're here today?
Yes, I'm here because I was on your wonderful podcast a few months ago now, and during that, during our Zoom call, there was a picture of a cow behind me, and you like that cow so much, you set up a challenge to the listeners of the pod to write a poem or a story or something silly about the cow, inspired by the cow. And we have some.
Yeah, I got a bunch of really, really great submissions, some local and some from as far away as America. So it was really, really fun to read what you wrote. And I picked...
Leave that in.
You might hear my youngest daughter. She's having a hard time. Okay, we've taken a little break. As it turns out, it's very difficult to be 2 years old and locked out of a room where a whole bunch of people are recording audio together. As Tom said, we got some amazing submissions for the Spring Writing Challenge, and we've chosen five to share with you today. We got a little bit of everything. A short story, a long story, a funny poem, a song, and even a haiku. Since my interview with Tom the Tale Teller Phillips was what inspired this entire event, I'm so pleased that he and his daughter Emmy can be here today to help us read submissions. Our first entry is called Lydia the Dancing Cow. It was written by Tilly, and it's read for you by Emmy Phillips.
Once upon a time, there was a cow named Lydia. She lived in a big field with her mother and father. She also had 17 brothers and sisters. Her whole life, all she did was eat grass and go to the barn when it was time for the farmer to milk her. It was a very boring life. Lydia decided that she didn't want to just live in a field and eat grass all the time. She wanted to do something exciting with her life. So one day she broke the fence and walked down the road to the bus stop. Soon, the bus came and she climbed on board. The bus driver was so surprised that she did not ask even Lydia to pay. Lydia rode the bus to London and she went to the theatre to get a job. The man at the theatre said to her, "What kind of job do you want?" Then Lydia said, "I want to be a dancing cow." The man in the theatre said, "Brilliant, you will be in a show tonight." But Lydia said, "Maybe I ought to practice a bit first." Then the man said, "All right, you can rehearse upstairs." But Lydia could not rehearse upstairs because cows cannot walk up or downstairs. So instead, she rehearsed in the car park behind the theatre. She learned how to do the cha-cha-cha and the green-green gas dance from TikTok. After 1 week, she was ready for the show. The theatre man sold 500 tickets and lots of important people came. Chris Pratt was there and so was the king. The king also brought his dog. At the show, Lydia danced the whole time. Human ballerinas danced with her too and they wore black and white tutus so they would match. After the show, everyone gave Lydia a bouquet of flowers and some very nice hay to eat. The king gave Lydia a big prize for being the best dancing cow ever. Lydia became famous all around the world, and her dreams came true. The end.
Very good. Well done.
Very well read. Thank you very much. The part that made me really laugh in that story was the mention of the TikTok dance, because I thought, wow, all the kids really do know that. Emmy knows it, Chloe knows it, and Tilly knows it. So thank you, Tilly, for your contribution. That was a wonderful story.
Our next entry is a Japanese-style poem with 5 syllables in the first line, 7 syllables in the second line, and 5 syllables in the last line. This is Mu Haiku by Edie. Grazing in the field. Black and white cow chews content, mooing to the breeze.
Very good. All right. I did ask people to send in silly entries, and I have to say, this one really takes the cake. I didn't actually expect song lyrics. So when Chris sent in Bovine Lullaby, I felt the least I could do was make a reasonable effort at performing the song. These words have been written to be performed to the tune of Hush, Little Baby. Hush, little cow, it's time to sleep. Close your eyes and rest your feet. Mama cow in a meadow deep whispers a lullaby so sweet. In the fields you roam all day, chewing grass and munching hay. But when the sun begins its fall, your straw bed in the barn will call. The stars shine brightly in the sky. The Holstein cow heaves a happy sigh. Mama's moo is soft and low as she sings her song so slow. Hush, little one, now don't you cry. Dream of fields and blue, blue skies. Bovine visions visit now. Rest, you cuddly little cow. This next piece comes from a poet that I really admire who's contributed to the podcast before. It's called Cow Power by B.C. Byron. Cows can make a ton of gas. They're good at ripping toots. The methane made from munching grass is how a cow pollutes. Beware the cloudy, stinky haze that settles on a field. Where gassy cattle go to graze, we keep our noses sealed. But clever cows like Clara Tuck are always making plans. She found a way to make a buck by squeezing breeze in cans. She modified the farmer's car to burn her bottled fuel. It ran so clean, it traveled far. That car was pretty cool. Her bovine ingenuity expanded out from there. She went from ambiguity to famous everywhere. 'Cause Clara's fuel is world preferred in the engines she creates. Every cow now works for her, and so does half the state.
Right, well, now it's my turn. I get to read Lisa the Cow and Her Missing Spots by Olivia Lee. And it's a lovely long story, so I hope you're sitting comfortably. I'll begin. In California, at Miss Lou's farm, there was a cow named Lisa. Lisa was a cow who loved adventures. Not many cows liked adventures. Most of them spent their days eating grass, but Lisa was different. But different isn't bad. On a Saturday morning, when Miss Lou was at the market, Lisa looked around and saw lots of cows as usual. But this time, she noticed something. All the cows had spots. Lisa looked at the cows and then herself. Lisa had no spots. Lisa's eyes sprinkled with tears. Where did my spots go? Lisa sobbed. All the cows won't like me. Suddenly, Lisa had an idea. I'll find my spots, Lisa said. And she was off, running as fast as her legs could carry her. She jumped over the fence. She crossed the river. And then she went to a road. She followed it, determined to find her spots. After some time walking, she came to a place with a sign that read, Zoo. Lisa thought. Zoos are really big, so maybe my spots went there. Lisa's body suddenly filled with hope. Lisa marched right in. At first she was afraid, but then she realised the animals were in cages. Then she saw a sign that said, Closed. Whew, Lisa sighed, thinking if they saw a cow walking around, they'd put her in a cage, or worse, feed her to the other animals. This thought made Lisa shiver. Oh. She'd have to move quickly before the zoo opened. Oh, leopards have spots. Maybe my spots are with the leopards, Lisa thought. Lisa walked until she found the cat exhibit. She walked in and saw mountain lions, cougars and tigers, but no leopards. Then Lisa came to a pit with a lion and a lioness. The lioness was whimpering. Lisa thought she was hungry and that's why she was whimpering. Suddenly the lioness licked her lips. This made Lisa so scared that she slipped and fell in. Lisa screamed all the way down to the bottom. Lisa landed right on top of the lion. Oh my goodness, I'm so sorry, Lisa said in a shaky voice. I didn't mean to. I slipped. Lisa quickly got off the lion. The lion stood up and growled at Lisa. Oh, Lisa thought to herself. Lisa thought it was the end. But then a female voice cried out. Joshua? No! Look at the poor thing. It's scared to death.
But honey, she landed on me.
True, but you heard her. She slipped.
Fine.
And with that, the lion walked into a cave and went to sleep. The lioness whimpered again. Lisa gained courage to say,
What's wrong?
Oh, began the lioness, I walked around and I stepped on a thorn. Ooh, ow! My husband tried to get it out, but couldn't. Ooh! And when the people came in, they never noticed.
Oh, I'm sorry, said Lisa. Maybe I can help?
Really?
Asked the lioness.
Yeah, replied Lisa.
Okay,
said the lioness, who lifted her paw and squeezed her eyes shut.
Ready?
Asked Lisa.
Yes,
said the lioness.
Yank!
It's out,
said Lisa, pulling it with her teeth.
Oh, and it didn't even hurt. Thank you,
said the lioness. Now to make it even, I should warn you, the wolves are always getting out of their cage. So if you need help, call out, Lions! Okay?
Yes, said Lisa, but just two lions might not be enough for a pack of wolves.
Oh, there's seven of us,
counting Joshua and me, said the lioness.
Thanks a lot, said Lisa.
No problem at all, but I've never seen a something like you wandering around the zoo before. Why did you come here?
Asked the lioness.
Oh, I am a cow, but my spots are missing, so I came here to look for my spots, Lisa burst out. Have you seen them?
No, I have not. But I'm sure they're around the zoo, said the lioness. By the way, my name is Lola.
Oh, nice to meet you, Lola, said Lisa.
Now I should really be going. How do I get out of the lion pit?
Lions! Stack! Screamed Lola.
A few seconds later, a pack of lions came out and stacked up, including Joshua and Lola.
Climb! Yelled one of the lions. Lisa climbed to the very top and jumped. She made it.
Thank you, cried Lisa.
No problem, answered Lola.
Lisa trotted off, still determined to find her spots. Lisa looked all over the zoo, but couldn't find her spots anywhere. So, feeling discouraged, Lisa dragged herself to the front of the zoo. But then she heard howling. And then growling. And suddenly a huge grey wolf jumped in front of her. Ah! Lisa screamed.
Why, hello there, little one. You're not from the zoo, are you?
said the wolf.
No, I am not, said Lisa, trembling as she backed away from the wolf.
Well then, you should know. You should never disagree with the wolf pack, said the wolf, smirking.
Then he started to howl. Calling over more wolves.
It's dinner time, one of the wolves cried. You fed a big load of meat,
another one barked.
Lisa was frozen in fear. Suddenly the wolf leader jumped at Lisa, but she dodged it. Lisa knew the only chance of escape was if she ran for it, so she did. But the wolves ran after her, close behind. After running this way and that, Lisa came to a dead end. She was ready for defeat until she remembered.
The lions! The lions told me to call for them if I was ever in trouble. Lions! Lions! Lions!
Lisa screeched. Quickly, a pack of lions came dashing out of the shadows and began attacking the wolves, with Lisa fighting also. After a tremendous battle, the wolves were defeated. Lisa thanked the lions for their help.
Thank you. Without your help, I would have been a goner, she said as they walked her out of the zoo.
Lisa walked home, thinking about all the amazing things she had done that day, and she felt pretty good, until she remembered she still had not found her spots. She walked across the field to find her mother and asked for her help. When she got to her mother, Lisa was nearly in tears.
What's wrong, darling? Lisa's mother asked. I went to go find my spots. I looked everywhere. But I couldn't find them. What would the other cows think? A cow is not a cow without its spots.
Lisa sobbed.
Oh, honey, I wish you had come to me sooner. Wipe those tears and look at this,
Lisa's mother said as she opened up a family photo book. Lisa looked in amazement, seeing herself in the pictures. In all of the pictures, she was spotless.
So, my spots aren't missing? Lisa asked. No, honey, they aren't missing. You've never had spots,
Lisa's mother replied.
Oh,
Lisa said sadly.
My sweet Lisa,
Lisa's mother began.
Here's something you need to remember. Being different isn't bad. It shouldn't make you upset or sad. Being different is unique and good. And learning that is an important part of childhood. After hearing this, Lisa began to smile. Lisa remembered this her entire happy life. And to you, dear reader, you should know, if you are different, don't be upset. Instead, always remember that being different is special because it's what makes you, you. The end. Wow. Wow, 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 wow. Olivia, what a great story. An epic story full of excitement and action and a really important message. Thank you, Olivia. Thank you.
Tom and Emmy, thanks for coming over to help us read these stories.
Thanks for having us. It was great and we loved all the stories.
Yes, it was an absolute pleasure reading out what you've written. It was fantastic. Some really good ideas, all inspired by a picture I have on my wall at home. Brilliant.
Stop bragging.
So now the problem is you can never, ever, ever get rid of that painting of a cow. You've been listening to the Children's Literature Podcast. Please subscribe and give the show a rating. Send comments to letters@childrensliteraturepodcast.com. We're your hosts, TQ Townsend
and Chloe Townsend.
Thanks for listening.
What do cows say, Phoebe?